Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 10, the conclusion of the Mahaprakash Leela. Yesterday we introduced or discussed about Narayani, the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur, and we heard her glories. Vrindavan Das is saying she's so danya, danya, danya. She's so fortunate. She received the blessings of the Vaishnavas and the remnants of Mahaprabhu. There's only a few verses, and there's one more today. Kaila prabhura agyahai Narayani Krishnera paramanande kanda deki shuni. As soon as Narayani ate the remnants of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Narayani, I want to see you, and I want to hear you cry in ecstasy for Krishna. Krishna paramananda kanda deki shuni. I want to see you, Deki. I want to hear you, Shuni. So this is the order. It's the end of the pastime about Narayani. So that's her claim to fame, that she, of course, as a young person, young girl, she ate the remnants of Mahaprabhu, and later, of course, she produced Vrindavan Das Thakur as her son. But if we take this, so on one level it's the pastime of the Lord with his devotees and exchanges of love. But if we take it on our level, then we can think, well, we're also eating the remnants of Mahaprabhu, especially here. This is Sridham Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, Anittai Parakamalam, and then Panchatattva. And we're regularly taking the remnants, so the order, it says Prabhu Agya. It says, Prabhu Agya Hai Narayani. So you can substitute the name Narayani, Prabhu Agya, the order of Prabhu, the order of Mahaprabhu, then you put your name there. Prabhu Agya Chaitanya Dasi, Prabhu Agya Vishuddha Sattva Das. And then the next, what's the order? Krishna Paramananda, Deki Shuni, Kande. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ordering this young girl, Narayani, listen, I want to see you, and I want to hear you, Kande, 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 cry in ecstasy, the holy name, Krishna. So this is Mahaprabhu. He came to make everybody cry. He was crying. For 40, so many years, he was crying, searching for Krishna. Because Radharani was crying for 40 some years after Krishna left Vrindavan. Krishna left Vrindavan when he was about 10 years old. And Radharani met her again, or at least Vyogini Radha, met Krishna again in Kurukshetra. And Krishna was about 50 years old at this time, coming from Dwarka for the solar eclipse. So as Krishna, when he left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, then on to Dwarka, Radharani was crying for 40 years. Krishna, 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 Krishna. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Krishna came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he also cried for Krishna for 40 years. Right? From the time he was, not exactly 40 years, but about the same time. Everywhere he was crying. So that's what happens. If you make someone cry, then you'll also cry. So Krishna made Radharani cry, and then he had to cry also. And that was part of his leela. So here he's asking, he wants Narayani also to cry. Kande, Kande. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada is our direct connection with Mahaprabhu. And he's also telling us to cry. He says one should chant the holy name of the Lord like a child. Like he should chant the holy name of the Lord like the genuine crying of a child separated from his mother. This is there, the very beginning of ISKCON. Prabhupada is telling all the disciples, Prabhu Agya, Prabhupad Agya. Here it says Prabhu Agya, the order of Prabhu. Well, our Prabhu is Prabhupad. Prabhupada Agya. One should cry genuine, real crying, from the core of the heart. O Hara, O energy of the Lord, O Shrimati Radharani, I beg you, I'm crying, Kande, Kande, please engage me in the service of your Krishna. As Prabhupada once said on a tape, O Shrimati Radharani, please tell about me to your Krishna. Krishna is yours. And then Raghunath Das, all right, we accept, everyone accepts that Krishna is Radharani's. Right? That's called Madhya Bhav. Madhya Bhav. Krishna is mine. And Chandravali says, I am Krishna's. Chandravali says, I belong to Krishna. And Radharani says, that's very nice. You belong to Krishna. But do you know what I say? Padma and Shaivya and other representatives of that one, that Vipaksha Sakhi. Do you know what I say? You say, they say, I say, we say. As Prabhupada would say about the scientists. When Prabhupada would talk with his scientists in the morning walk, well, Srila Prabhupada, the scientists, they say that the earth is like this. And then Prabhupada replied by saying, you say, they say, I say, we say. So then Prabhupada would say, you say the scientists say this, and then Prabhupada says, I say we, the Parampara and the previous Acharyas and the Bhagavatam, we say this about the structure of the universe and about the arrangement of the planets. So Radharani is replying to the Vipaksha Sakhis, Padma and Shaivya. She's saying, you say that she says that she belongs to Krishna, but I say that Krishna belongs to me. That's called Madhya Bhav. So Prabhupada is ordering all of this. He's telling us, yes, cry. I want to see you cry. Deki Shuni. Mahanande. Krishnera Mahanande. Deki Kande Deki Shuni. Right? So this order to Narayani 500 years ago is also Mahaprabhu's order to each one of us. And that order has been amplified and repackaged and presented to the ears of all of us, not by Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, but by Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. So he says we should cry for Krishna. Just like the genuine crying of a child for his mother. Lord Chaitanya wants to see this. He wants to see it and he wants to hear it. Shuni. Shuni means hearing and he wants to see it. So, now, what happened? Are we crying for Krishna? Or are we crying for money? I want money. We're crying, oh please, give me a plane ticket to New York so I can be a pujari and cook for the Radha Govinda and get $1,000 a month. Please, I'm crying for a job. I want to go to Atlanta, Georgia and be a pujari there because my cousin brother is a pujari there. He's making big money. So are we crying? So then what happens to Narayani? She has this order on her head. And he wants to hear her cry in ecstasy for Krishna, as Mahaprabhu is crying in ecstasy for Krishna after he's initiated. He came back to Navadvipa and he was asking everybody, very humble mood, very submissive mood, begging everyone, can you show me Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where can I find Krishna? And this separation started to grow day by day as he returned from Gaya. So this, of course, obviously she cried, Hina Prabhu Chaitanyara Agyara Prabhav Krishna Bali Kande Ati Balika Sambhav. Prabhu's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order has such prabhav, has such potency, that the Balika Sambhav, this girl who had the nature of a young girl, she began to cry while calling out the name of Krishna. So Chaitanya, Prabhu Chaitanya, Agya Prabhav. So this is the basic principle that makes spiritual life happen. Spiritual life happens, the backbone of bhakti is guru. The whole backbone of devotional service is bhakti. Is the guru. Guru Kripa. Because the bhakti itself is a gift given by guru. The ability to love Krishna, the ability to serve Krishna, the ability to cry for Krishna, this comes from guru. So in the order of the guru, we've all heard it, and we've all experienced it. And the order of the guru is the ability to do it. Narayani was given an order, agya. So the previous verse is agya. She got Prabhu agya, the order. Please, Kande Deki Shuni, I want to see you and I want to hear you cry in ecstasy for Krishna. Then, what happened? She cried. She cried in ecstasy for Krishna. And how was that accomplished? How was she able to do that? She's only a balika sabhav. Of course, children always cry. That's their sabhav. That's their nature, to cry. But they usually cry for milk or for something, not for Krishna. But this prabhav, it says in this verse, the secret is Chaitanyara Prabhu Prabhav. His power, his influence. So the potency to fulfill the order of the guru is in the order itself. The agya is there, the order is there, and the power is there. And now the next ingredient to make the formula successful is the sharanagati. The sharanagati of the shishya, the disciple. So Narayani was submissive, she was innocent and obedient, and so she cried. So this is, we can see some parallels in our own life, that those devotees that truly submit to the order of the guru, and they become, we call it empowered. We use this term. He's empowered by the guru. Everybody's empowered because these two things are built in. If you have a fire, there's two things come with a fire, heat and light. There's some light there, some heat there. So these are built in. If there's agya, if there's guru agya, there's guru prabhav. So if the order is not empty. The order has two aspects. There's two aspects of the guru's order. One is the order and one is the power to fulfill it. Now the third element of the equation is the surrender of the shishya. He's like, there's devotees in this room that have taken the order of their guru on their head and made it their life and soul. Prabhupada quoted in his Bhagavad Gita, maybe chapter 2, verse 40. Niha bikramo nasha si pratavyo navidite swafmap yasi dharmasya trayato mayato ved. So I believe, and it was this verse, there was a commentary by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. When Prabhupada read that purport of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, it changed his whole life, he said. Because in that purport, he's saying that all a disciple has to do is make the order of the guru his life and soul. If he makes the order of the guru his life and soul, then he'll attain all perfection in his dharma, he'll attain all perfection in bhakti. So Prabhupada said, when I read this commentary, Chakravarti Pad's Tika, it struck me very profoundly, and then I decided, yes, this is the way. And then he dedicated his life to the order that he received from his guru to preach in the West, preach in the English-speaking countries. So Prabhupada chose America. Prabhupada said, my godbrothers already went to England, but no one had gone to America. That was a major English-speaking country. So I thought, let me go there. Because his Guru Maharaj didn't send him to America. He said, I want you to preach in the English-speaking countries. So then Prabhupada chose America, and we're certainly thankful for that. Because we're here because of that choice. And so this is a reminder of an old principle which we are living on and operating on. And of course, we can relive this principle and deepen our understanding and commitment to it.
Nadyapya Vaishnava Mandale Edwani Gaurangera Avashesha Pachanarayani.
Even today it is well known in the Vaishnava Mandal that Narayani was the recipient of Gauranga's remnants. So this is Vrindavanas Thakur is glorifying his illustrious mother.
Jare Jaina Agyakare Thakura Chaitanya Seyasya Avilambe Haya Upasana.
Whoever was called by Lord Chaitanya immediately came before him. This is all, of course, this is all going on at Shiva Sangam, for 21 continuous hours, Shatabhari Alila. Lord Chaitanya is calling all the devotees one by one, even children, and he's blessing them and benedicting them, and revealing different Vishnu groups and forms to them to fulfill their innermost desire to see their Ishtadev. And by this Mahaprakash Leela, Mahaprabhu is revealing and confirming in the hearts and minds of all of his Antaranga Bhaktas, about 200 devotees in Shiva Sangam, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's a Sarva Avatari, the fountainhead of all avatars. He's Purnatam Bhagavan. Well, sometimes it says Purna Bhagavan, but actually he's Purnatam Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan. And so this is the conclusion of this chapter, some verses.
Esava vachane jara nahika patita sadya adapatatara janiha nishchita.
Know for certain that someone that doesn't believe these topics will inevitably fall down.
Advaitera priya prabhu chaitanya takur ite advaitera bhara mahima prachur.
Chaitanya Thakur is the dear Lord of Advaita, the Priya Prabhu. This increases Advaita's glories, Mahima Prachur. Now in the next 12 verses, the author, Vrindavanadas Thakur, describes his Ishtadev, his worshipful Lord, which he does throughout the book. And this is a introduction to the next chapter. Because the next chapter is about the glories of Nityananda. So before he fully announces and proclaims the glories of Nityananda in an entire chapter, he speaks here 12 verses as an introduction.
Chaitanyara priya ati takura nitai ese mahimatana chari vedegai.
So here he's saying that Advaita is priya prabhu Chaitanya Thakur. Advaita is very, he's dear. He's dear to Chaitanya Thakur. But Nitai is ati. He's ati priya. Excessively dear. Very, very dear.
Chaitanya priya ati Thakur Nitai.
Lord Nityananda is very dear to Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, the four Vedas sing of his character.
Chaitanyara bhaktahina nahi jara nam jari sevya vastu tabu Trishnara Samhan.
If a person is not recognized as a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, then even as if he is exalted, he is no better than straw.
Sevya Vastu. Chaitanya Bhakta Nahi Jaranam. Jadi Sevya Vastu Tabu. Trinara Samhan.
Trina. Yeah, I didn't read correctly. Trina, as you know, Trinadapi is a piece of grass. Samana means equal to, Samana.
Sevya Vastu.
So if he doesn't have this Vastu, if someone is bereft of the service of Lord Chaitanya, he can never command respect, no matter how great he may be. This is kind of a conclusion of what was already discussed a few days ago, where Vrindavanadas Thakur was saying that there were many great and wonderful people living in Navadvipa, but 500 years ago, at the time of this Leela, Tapasvis, Vairagis, Gyanis, Shaktas, logicians, so many brilliant people. And they were very famous, and even they spoke on the Bhagavatam, they spoke in the Gita, he's telling. But they didn't bring out the conclusion of bhakti or devotional service, nor did they have any regard for devotional service, and they weren't devotees, although they were so exalted. Even one verse he said there were so many Bhattacharjas, Bhattacharyas are supposed to be high-class Brahmins and Vishnu Bhaktas. But he said, even they, not even one Bhattacharya in all of Navadvip Mandal accepted the supremacy of Lord Chaitanya, and not even one of them engaged in the devotional service of Lord Chaitanya. So how fallen they are. So he's repeating this point here. Nityananda kahe muni Chaitanya radhas ahar nisha ara prabhu nakare prakash. Nityananda declared, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya, ahar nisha, day or night. He did not say anything to the contrary. So that was the constitutional identity of Nityananda, that he was completely absorbed in Seva Bhav. And that's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the whole chapter about Nityananda's glories. He says he's always absorbed in the bliss of serving Lord Chaitanya, Sevananda. Tahana kripayahai chaitanyete vrati Nityananda bhajile apad nahi koti. So now, there's about, in the next seven verses, there's five different specialities or rewards that one receives by the mercy of Nityananda. So we can take note of these. Vrindavan Das Thakur is revealing to us how essential it is to receive the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and what one derives from receiving the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So the first thing he says in this verse, Kripaya hai chaitanya vrati. Alright, tahan. Tahana kripaya hai chaitanya vrati. Nityananda bhajile apad nahi kati. So he's saying, by the mercy of Nityananda, actually there's even an extra, maybe there's even six, there's six benefits, there's six gifts that the devotee can receive from Nityananda. First is Chaitanya Rati. Ruchi, right? We have Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, then Bhav. Bhav means Rati. By the mercy of Nityananda, the first thing one attains, attachment for Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Rati. Rati means attachment, also means bhav. Simply, Nityananda Bhajile, Nityananda Bhajan. What happens? One will not face danger anywhere. Apad nahi kati. Apad nahi kati. So this is the second thing. First, we'll develop attachment and bhav for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the mercy of Nityananda, by worshipping him. And second point, which is, you could say, a type of protection, we won't face any danger anywhere. It's like Haridas Thakur, he was complaining to Lord Chaitanya. He said, Oh Prabhu, you, this preaching partner, you sent me out with this preaching partner. Just like in ISKCON, we have life membership. And generally they send two devotees out together. At least they used to. The two brahmacharis or two grihasthas will go out preaching, trying to make members in the city in different stores and shops and factories. They used to anyway, rich people's houses. So that started with Lord Chaitanya. He sent Nityananda back to Bengal to preach, and he gave him Haridas Thakur as his preaching partner. And Haridas Thakur, he was complaining to Mahaprabhu. He said, my partner, he's unpredictable. He's avadut. We're walking down the street, and we walk by some two virgin girls walking the other way, and he stops and says, "Oh, I want to marry you. Please, I want to marry you." And then the girl goes home and complains to her father, and the father comes with a stick to beat us. And then Nityananda starts running very fast, and I'm old, I can't run very fast. And then I end up getting a few cracks on my back. And it was his teasing these girls. And then he walks by, when he's walking through Koladweep, and he goes by a sweet shop, and there's all this Misty Doi sitting there. You know Misty Doi? And all this Sandesh, he just grabs a handful of Sandesh, pops in his mouth, and takes one big 500 gram mudka clay pot of misty doyen and starts running down the street in his coward boy Makanchor Bhav. And then the man says, "Hey, you chor, chor, chor." Then all the Agarwals or whatever they call them here, Banerjis or whatever, all these Guptas or Ghoshas, they start chasing us with sticks. And if that's not enough, sometimes we're walking by the Ganga and then he jumps in the Ganga and starts swimming and grabbing on the tail of the alligators. And everyone's worrying. And so this is a very difficult preaching partner to deal with. But in all these different circumstances, and what to speak of Jagai and Madai, and everyone in Navadvip knew the nefarious deeds and infamy of Jagadananda and Madhavananda, who became demoted to Jagai and Madai. They lost their Ananda. They lost their Ananda. They came out of Brahman. They were Brahman's sons, Jagadananda and Madhavananda. Then people said, they didn't want to call them by their proper name. Jagai and Madhai. They're lying around in drunken stupor in the courtyard, in the village square, and doing all kinds of deeds. You know all the things they did. And people were very, very afraid of them. They could do anything at any moment, break a bottle and throw it at you, or throw you in a Ganges, or strangle you, or beat you, or anything. So then Nittai said, "Oh, Haridas, look at these two gentlemen. Look at these two gentlemen. We should give them the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Vaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Loha Gauranga Namre. We should give them Gauranga Nam. Yes, yes, come, Haridas. No. Nittai, no, don't go near them. Is it danger? Savadana. Savadan, Savadan." Nittai said, "Come on!" And he pulled him by the hand. "Let's go!" And so then, Haridas was trembling and shaking. These two dacoits, gundas, whatever they were, drunks. Then Madai took a pot and threw it at Nittai. But in all these circumstances, Haridas was always protected from danger. Haridas didn't get a pot thrown on his head. And the alligators didn't eat up Haridas when Nittai was swimming in a Ganga. So in the same way, this is the second benefit. One is doing Nityananda Bhajan. Wherever he goes, he will not face danger anywhere. What is Nityananda Bhajan? Nityananda Bhajile. Nityananda Bhajile means Nityananda Bhajan. Nityananda Bhajan means what we just said. Prachar. Goshtyanandi. Going here and there and everywhere for preaching. Nityananda will always be there to save. Even Nityananda will perform miracles on behalf of his pracharaks, on behalf of his devotees. And Pujyapad Srila Jayabhataka Maharaj, he's a miracle. He's eating some solid food and he's speaking with some little machine in his throat or something to amplify his voice because his voice cords are not too strong. He was speaking with Radhanath Swami and he spoke to Bhakti Purushottam Swami. So 15 days ago, the doctors said he has 1% chance of living. And then if he does live, he'll be not moving, like Jada Roop. But this breathing machine has been taken off. He's been breathing for 2 days or something without the machine. 2 days or 3 days, 36 hours, or whatever that is. 1.5 days. And then yesterday he was saying, he told Bhakti Purushottam, "Give me my walking stick." He said, "Give me my walking stick, I want to walk." And he said, Guru Maharaj, wait a minute. I mean, not yet, soon you'll walk, but... So he wants his walking stick. So this is that 1% chance, that's Nityananda Kripa. Nityananda is coming to protect him, so the danger is being removed. This is the mercy of Nityananda. So as Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling, that one who is doing Nityananda Bhajan, he will not face any danger anywhere. And whatever comes of this particular anecdote, ultimately It's Krishna's arrangement. Because we're sure, and everyone is saying like this also, that Srila Jayavadak Maharaj will be back with all of us and all of you, and leading all the preaching and doing everything he was doing. So all this whole, arrangement of Nityananda is to increase our Nityananda bhajan, to increase our dependence, our sharanagati. It's all about sharanagati. Guru tries, he does so many ways, he acts and try to increase the surrender of the devotees, to increase their surrender and dependence on Krishna. This is the essence of devotion. Dependence on Krishna and surrender. So this has happened everywhere. Everyone's crying out to Krishna, taking shelter of Krishna, and feeling very dependent and humble. So this is Nityananda's arrangement to increase everyone's bhakti and devotion for Guru and for Krishna. So these are two points. Chaitanya Rati and Apad Nahikati. There's no danger anywhere. Amara Prabhura Prabhu Goranga Sundar He Bhara Bharasa Chite Dari Nirantar. Sri Gora Sundar is the Lord of my Lord. I always keep this conviction in my heart. Chite Dhari Nirantara. I'm holding this moment to moment without end, I never stop holding this idea in my mind. Dharani Dharendra Nityanandera Charan Deha Prabhu Gorachandra Amare Sharan. O Lord Gorachandra, please allow me to serve the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, who has Anantashesh, holds all the universes on his heads. Balarama Pritigai Chaitanya Charita Kare Balarama Prabhu Jagatarahita. I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, I sing the glories of Lord Chaitanya for the pleasure of Balaram. Lord Balaram is always engaged in the welfare of the world. This is text 307. Chaitanyara Dasya Bhai Nitai Na Jani Chaitanyara Dasya Nityananda Karidhani. Nitai does not know anything other than the service of Lord Chaitanya. Najana. Chaitanya Dasya Bhai Nitai Najana. Nitai always distributes the service of Lord Chaitanya to others. So this is the third treasure that we can gain by Nityananda Bhajan. We can gain the service, Chaitanya Das, Dasya. We can gain the service of Lord Chaitanya by the mercy. This is Nityananda Karidhan. This is the dan that he gives, the treasure, the wealth, the donation that he gives to everyone. Is the service of Chaitanya. And this is, of course, the Tattva Siddhanta. But there's so many leelas that illustrate this, but the primary leela is Raghunath Das, Govardhan Maju Madhura, his son. And he tried so much to attain Chaitanya's Dasya. And he was so much brought back by the guards and security guards. And finally, when he pleased Lord Nityananda, then Lord Nityananda said, Chalega, go to Chaitanya. So Nityananda, by the mercy of Nityananda, Raghunath Das was able to attain this service. So that's a fact. Nityananda distributes the service of Lord Chaitanya to others. And who is the connection to Nityananda? Connection with Nityananda is Nityananda Shakti. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. So the Guru, Sri Guru, is an Avesh. He's an Avesh Roop. Krishna has different forms. Tade Katmaka Roop, Swamsha, Swayam Roop, Swayam Prakash, Tade Katma. And then Avesh Roop. So Avesh Roop, Jiva Goswami says that Avesh means invested with or absorbed in some Shakti, like Prithu. Prithu was Palana Shakti. King Prithu was given Palana Shakti, the power of the Lord. And he was Avesh. He was Avesh avatar of this Palana Shakti to protect and maintain the people. And Narada Muni, he was Bhakti Avashesh. Bhakti Ashesh avatar. Bhakti Avesh. He was given this power of Bhakti, Narada Muni. So, Jiva Goswami is saying, Sri Guru, he is also an avesh rup of the Lord. That's why there's so many verses that describe that Sri Guru is non-different from Krishna. Sakshat Hari, Tve Nasamasa Shastra, Acharya Mam, Janiyan. Uddhava Gita, Lord Krishna is telling Uddhava, Acharya Mam, Janiyan. He says that the Acharya is me. So he's the Acharya, Sri Guru is avesh, he's avesh rup. Shakti avesh. So what shakti? What is a shakti? What avesh is he representing? So as Nityananda, the third treasure that he gives us, he's distributing, he always distributes the service of Lord Chaitanya to others, and his representative who's walking in this world is the Sri Guru, and he is always distributing the service of Lord Chaitanya to others. So now, it says, Nityananda Kripai Se Gaurachandra Chini, Nityananda Prasade Se Bhakti Tattva Jani. By the mercy of Nityananda, one can know Gaurachandra and understand the science of devotional service. So this is number 4 and 5. Gaurachandra, one can, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one can have Gaura Tattva Gyani. He can understand Gaura Tattva. He can understand Lord Chaitanya by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And by Nityananda Prasad, it says, Nityananda Kripa, Gaura Chandra Chini, which means he can, by the mercy of Nityananda, the devotee can understand Lord Chaitanya. And Gaura Chandra and Gaura Chandra, the very Rahasya Tattva, very, very secret and difficult tattva to understand Gaurachandra, this yugal combined avatar, Rasaraj Mahabhav, sometimes Bhakta, sometimes Krishna, sometimes Radharani. Very, very esoteric tattva, Chana avatar. Chana means hidden, secret, very difficult to understand. Then the fifth principle is Nityananda Prasad. By the mercy of Nityananda, one can understand Bhakti Tattva. And we have this Gaudiya Kantahara, and there's also other books that describe the different tattvas and give so many shlokas to describe each of those tattvas. So one tattva is Vaishnav Tattva, and Bhakti Tattva, Gaur Tattva, Nam Tattva, Shakti Tattva, Prema Tattva, Radha Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Shiva Tattva. So these are different tattvas or truths that we have to understand. So now, Sarva Vaishnavera Priya Nityananda Rai, Sabe Nityananda Stane Bhakti Parapai. Lord Nityananda is dear to all the Vaishnavas, Sarva Vaishnav Priya, for they achieve the platform of devotional service by his mercy. So, it's very interesting, because the sixth says, Stane Bhakti Parapai. By his mercy, conditioned souls, they become fixed at the lotus feet of Bhakti Devi. Stane Bhakti Pad. They achieve the platform of devotional service. So by the mercy of Nityananda, one can attain devotional service in general. And by the mercy of Nityananda, one can specifically attain the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we already mentioned. Chaitanya Radhasya. So that's a separate treasure, a separate gift. The direct service of Lord Chaitanya. And of course that's eternal. And that's in Shvetadvip, or Navadvip, in the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. But not only that, by the mercy of Nityananda, one can attain the platform of devotional service in general. Vrindavan Das Thakur is making a distinction between the direct service of Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Dasya, and here is saying Stane Bhakti Parapai, that by the mercy of Nityananda, one can attain, become fixed, Stan, can attain a place or position in devotional service. Even if one doesn't become a direct servant of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Dasya, he can attain Shashtang Dandavats. When one, there's 8 parts of the body. So there's the forehead and the chest and the arms and knees. And there's 2. The two most important parts, the two most important of the eight parts are Anga, Shashtanga. The two most important Anga, limbs or parts of the human being that are to be offered in respect, in saman to the Vaishnava, are the mind and words. Vacham and mana. This is described. These are the eight, of the eight. One is the mind. The mind is offered at the feet of the Vaishnava and the words. Now we just lie down. We don't say anything. One is supposed to audibly repeat the prayer to Guru or to the Vaishnavas. Vancha kopa trubhyascha. So the words, the mouth is showing saman, the words, the vacham, saman vacham. Our words are being offered humbly and with respectfully, with adar, with care and concern for the Vaishnava. And our mind is also showing, our mind is showing saman. Our mind is showing full respect. It's not like, oh, Prabhu, so many bases. We may offer obeisances. Like sometimes we see devotees that come by and Vrindavan, here behavior is much better. But in Vrindavan, everything's very casual. So someone sees a sannyasi, they walk by a sannyasi, they go, Maharaj, jai ho! They go by, and then maybe they're 2 years in the movement or something, whatever. And they say, oh, sannyasi, oh, here comes a sannyasi, I should show respect. Maharaj, jai ho. So then I think in my mind, okay, jai ho to you too. jai ho back to you. In other words, you show no saman respect for Paramatma, and no respect for the sacred order of sannyas, then I'm not going to represent the sannyasis and the parampara and give blessings to you. Krishne matiras too. Krishne matira, may your mati, may your intelligence turn to Krishna. Be inclined to Krishna. Krishna. Krishne matiras too. Let it be, let it happen. Because we reciprocate in kind. You respect me, I respect you. And it's not me. I am most disrespectable. But the sannyasis and sannyasi represents Guru Tattva. The Guru Tattva is respectable. The Paramatma is respectable. And my Guru that gave me the sannyasi is coming from Guru. He's respectable. So that this is to be respected. Maharaj Jai Ho. But here, the devotees that go on the ground and there's some proper training. But that's okay. But we see the body is on the ground, but then we have to think, is the mind on the ground? The body's on the ground and the mind is in Swargaloka. Body's here, the mind is there. So the most important part in yoga, and especially bhakti yoga, is the mind. Where is the mind? Control the mind and submit the mind and offer the mind at the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga. So this is a nice teaching of Vrindavan Das Thakur. He's saying that, reminding us that Bhagavad Dharma teaches one to offer respects to others. Sabhara saman Bhagavad Dharma hai. And the purport, I'll finish in this 1 minute. Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, it is not proper to criticize others in order to establish one's supremacy out of false ego. While disrespecting others, an offender falls down from Bhagavad Dharma. The regulation for offering respects to everyone includes dogs, cows, asses, and dog eaters. This has been described by Sri Gaurasundara in his famous verse of Shikshastakam, Amanina Amanidena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So the more we respect and honor the jivas, because jiva himsa is also one of the namaparads, to not respect the jivas, the living entities. So this Bhagavad Dharma is, as we say, our religion, we wear our religion. Some people follow a religion, some people believe in a religion, but the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they wear their religion, like you wear your clothes. And people, if you're wearing clothes, people can see. You have a blue dress, you have a green dress, you have a gray sweatshirt, you have a white dhoti. They can see the clothes that you're wearing. Similarly, Gaudiya Vaishnava Dharma, or Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we wear it. In other words, people, our behavior is our alankar. Our sadachar is our alankar. Sarubhushanam. Tatikshva krunika suridasravadehinam. Jatushatrushatru sarvo sarubhushanam. The ornament of the Gaudiya Vaishnava, what he's wearing is not his clothes, but his religion. And his religion is his ideal behavior, which is saturated with proper sadachar and infused with prema. So devotee, he wears loving realization of God. He wears loving realization of God, and he wears loving behavior towards others. This is Gaudiya Vaishnava religion. You wear it so people will see it. They will see your love in action. Action speaks louder than words, they say. Action speaks louder. This is Kriya Yoga. So our internal position of our heart and mind is expressed externally by our words, by our behavior, by our expressions. And this is how people are impressed. This is the bhakti prabhav. The bhakti prabhav of the Gaudiya Vaishnava is his behavior. Prabhupada once said that behavior is religion. And how we behave in a respectful way, in a loving way, in a kind way, and in a mood of audharya. Audharya means distribution of realization. Distribution of prema. Audharya. So the tattva gyan that we realize, we distribute it to others. And the Bhagavat prema that we have accomplished or received, we distribute to others. This is the Karuna work, the compassionate work of the Gaudiya Vaishnava, Vaishnavera Kripamudi. So these are some thoughts to think about coming from Vrindavanas Thakur and Chaitanya Bhagavat. By the grace of the Lord, we'll continue tomorrow. Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai.